one of my kids just does not like online school, but he does love comedy. And the only thing that might make him like online school is if one of his favorite comedians, Jerry D, stand-up comedian, writer, Mr. D, star, now the host of Family Feud Canada, showed up in his class. And people can just, like, DM Jerry D, and he's going to show up. And so we DM'd him, and he's showing up here. Hey, man, how's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
God, if you could just go to my son's class and just make him pay attention. No, I'm just kidding. How's it go? Well, who's I? Like, you're a former school teacher, but let's just get it. Like, was it just, I got nothing to do. I'm going to show up back at school. Like, where did this come from?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I have lots to do, but I was going through setting up my own kids online, and what a gong show that was just on our end, like missing passwords. And one daughter uses Zoom, one daughter uses Google Meets. We were trying to figure that out. So, I don't know, and I haven't been a teacher. I just couldn't help but think what a horrible time this is for parents and teachers and students in our education system, and thought maybe I can add a bit of levity to a few minutes popping on, and that's what I did. So it was pretty much on a whim, really.
And now, are you getting flooded with stuff now?
Yeah, I only did it Thursday, Friday, and I did get flooded. And, yeah, unfortunately, I did as many as I could those 2 days, okay. And then I had to just move on from it.
Now you're just like, hey, kids, that's it, it's over. Like, now you got to be your character. You're like, hey, what do you think, I'm going to do this all day? Suck it up, buttercup, it's over.
Yeah, I'm not that nice, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
I did a couple more yesterday. I jumped into a couple staff meetings. I just trying to do my small part as much as I can, and it's great. I see some other people jumping online doing it now too. So I love it.
Hey, what grade are your kids in now?
9, 6, and 4.
Okay. So are they just hating the online school?
Yes.
Yeah. It sucks, eh? Sucks.
Yeah. It's not, the everything sucks right now with this pandemic, but kids are meant to be in a school interacting, and that's the best part of school for all of us was, the recess, the teams after school, the club, the dramas, the plays, the musicals, the music, interacting with
your friends. Were you in a musical?
No, I love musicals though.
I don't. I was in Joseph and the Amazing Colored Dreamcoat.
Well,
I was the baker.
One. Yeah. That's my favorite musical.
No, it is not. I had a very small part, but you were never in a musical, Jerry D?
Dream. No, I was going to be in Oliver. My sister was in Oliver, and I was in about grade 6, but I can't sing, so that's a problem.
But let's say a director said, hey, Jerry, I'm doing a musical. I'm going to teach you to sing, and would you go for that?
Yeah, I can sing okay. I can sing very raspy. I know all my musicals. I mean, like I said, Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat was, I think that's one of the best soundtracks. I mean, I'm excited to see the new West Side Story. And
yeah,
I love musicals. And mainly because my sister was she's older and she was just in them all in school and she was great. So I just fell in love with it. I think they're great.
Now you're a comedian and an actor, but let me ask you, did you, like, as you became a bigger star, Jerry D, did you say like, gee, I wish I learned how to like dance. I see these actors and all of a sudden they're singers. Like Clint Eastwood can sing and dance, totally trained, right? Christopher Walken, singer, like people, you're like, what? Christopher Walken? They can do it. They've done it in movies. Did you ever want to train? And by the way, notice how I put you in the category of Clint Eastwood there, Jerry. I just wanted to know that. I just threw that out there.
I'm a really good dancer, actually. I'm not a good singer, but I'm a good dancer. So if you look at Mr. D, we did, I'm not like a trained good dancer, but
right.
I'm like,
you got moves.
I can hold my own. So we did a lot of me dancing on that show because I love to dance, and I was good at it. Like I was, messing around dancing kind of thing and funny kind of dancing, but not like, Jim Carrey dancing, but I was good. And there's clips of me doing it on Family Feud Canada too.
Yeah, no, I've seen your move. I'm not trying to say you
don't okay.
have...
I'm not saying, you know, listen, you're really defined. Like how you're like, hey, well, man, don't challenge my dancing.
Instead, have you ever thought of learning how to dance?
So no, but I'm talking about tap dance. I'm talking about tap.
No. You know,
like that kind of tap.
Well, you
like Fred
tap.
Astaire, no. like, you know, that kind no. of movie dancing. No. I'm not talking about, you know.
No interest in training, learning how to tap it.
That's not good. So what is harder, stand-up comedy or acting?
Oh, stand-up comedy is way harder.
Oh, really?
Not even close. Yeah. Not
Why?
Even close. Well, you've got no chance to retake something. You've got you on a stage alone. There's no supporting actor or actress or director guiding you. You got one take, and you got to be funny every 15 seconds or less, you know, or slightly more. Acting, you can redo it. It's like, okay, let's do that again. I didn't like what I did. You can't teach somebody how to be funny. I think you can learn, for the most part, how to act.
So you got the successful stand up and a successful sitcom, Mr. D, which is great. They both give you a great thrill, but like, you know, it seems to me, and you tell me if this is wrong, it's great to have done a great sitcom like you've done. It must feel good after, but doing it probably doesn't give you the rush of doing stand up. Although once you do stand up, it kind of disappears and you got to do it all over again. But do you feel a better rush after a good set of stand up or after a good day on the set of, say, Mr. D?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, the word rush, like stand up is a rush when it goes well. Acting, you don't really get to see the results till much later. So you can have a great day and think, oh, that felt really good, but I'm not going to see that for weeks. So the immediate rush from stand up when it goes well, you know, is nothing like it. I think that's why it's such a rush and why people, you know, nobody does well when they start stand up, but why do we go back? Cause we want that, you know, we want that feeling.
Oh, do you remember bombing?
Oh my God. Yeah.
Actually?
Yeah, all the time. Yeah, like hundreds of times. There isn't a stand-up that doesn't remember bombing.
And what's the moment where you like, because everyone bombs if you're public at all. What's the moment when you walk off and it's just like you've bombed? What makes you go back?
Well, it depends on the stage of your career. You know, the first night I did stand-up, I don't know why I went back because it was god-awful. But, well, I do know why. Someone chirped me and it bothered me and I just wanted to do better. Thing with stand-up is there's, when you start stand-up, you must think you're funny. And I knew I was funny, but being funny with your friends in a dressing room or at a campfire or your family is different than a public audience. So you have to learn how to maneuver through it to make it funny for them. And you learn to write and tweak and deliver. Some figure it out, some never do, but they want to. So I think, later in my career, I mean, I don't bomb anymore. I might have a show that's not as good as the previous show, and there'll be people that didn't like a show, but I don't bomb. I have bits that bomb, but I know they might bomb because they're newer.
But do you have to workshop stuff? Like, do you go to little clubs? Like, Seinfeld goes to, like, little clubs, and he's workshopping material.
Yeah. I mean, I don't do it as much as I used to. I mean, mainly, you know, the pandemic is hurts that, but I workshop it on my own at home.
Right.
You know, and you learn how to do that more on your own. But yeah, that's how any comic will determine if something, you can only do it in front of the mirror so long.
It is literally, in my view, and let's stick around, Jerry. I know we got a second block with you here, but in my view, this is like the greatest art form. Stand-up comedy is so tough, so brilliant. It's one of my all-time favorite things. Where I'm getting tons of texts from people about Jerry D, the great stand-up and comedian and actor and producer and writer and host of Family Feud Canada. And now he's showing up in school, so we'll have lots more. But, man, what you do is so great. Okay, we'll be right back with more Jerry D. Stick with us.
And then I was a school teacher. My first job teaching, there were no jobs in phys ed, so I lied. And that backfired. They made me teach grade 12 history. I didn't even take grade 12 history. I had to go home every night and read the chapters myself first to learn what I was going to teach every day. It was horrible. I'd assign the homework every day like this. All right, kids, tonight for homework, I'd like you to read chapters 1 to 3, okay? And then stop reading.
Yeah. Jerry D. talking about his past as a teacher, and then, of course, goes on to become the great stand-up comedian, the host of the CBC series Mr. D, and now the host of Family Feud Canada. Now he's checking in to remote classrooms to basically help people get through this horrific in-class learning. And he popped into classrooms across the country last week. Some students thought he was their principal. Check this out.
So are you the principal at our school, St. Martin de Porres?
Not really, but that's okay. I can be. I could maybe be principal for a day or something.
How great were that? Jerry D is joining us. How awesome were the questions from the kids?
Or comments, I should say. It was great. I kind of knew going into it that kids in certain grades had no idea who I was, and you know, even the older kids, but that, you know, that wasn't my concern. It was kind of funny to hear them guess who it was. But all in all, it was still in good fun.
Tell me something, because you spent a lot of time about schools. And, you know, comedy is also a way we learn about how crazy things are. What do we need to do to improve our, I mean it in this kind of a serious way, to make schools more engaging, make learning more accessible, more fun, like take the dread out of it?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good question. In my own opinion, I think we are still teaching the way we taught in 1908. I mean, you know, not every kid is going to go in the direction of academia. And, you know, there's kids that, like me, that, you know, ended up in entertainment and as, you know, as a comedian, and you know, where about some kids have become plumbers and electricians. And, you know, I just find that it might be a different way to teach it too. The sort of pedagogical, we do it now. Teacher stands in front of the class. You take notes, you listen, and then you break off and do assignments. I mean, seems to work obviously, but maybe there's other ways we can, you know, make it fun. I mean, it's like sports, right? If you have a practice, try to make it fun. And if it's not fun, practice for kids isn't fun in sports either. So, I mean, I don't know what the answer is, but no homework. I would be all for no homework.
No homework?
People would disagree with that. Yeah, I would have no homework. I think the school system, you know, should be done in the school. You can break off for 20 minutes. You can try a couple things. Then you go home and you're with your family. You have your extracurriculars, and that's it. I just think it's, you know, coming home with 2 to 6 hours of homework is not needed.
That's interesting. People, no, how do you tell that to your kids when they have homework? You're like, yeah, I'm with you. I don't think you need to do homework. Like, no one likes homework. I'm with you on that. And my kids have to do homework. But doesn't it, like, kind of teach you eventually how to be independent?
I think there's lots of ways to teach you to be independent, but I'm looking at the greater good of what your time, you know, to spend 8 hours of school, in 8 hours in school, and then you come home and you want to do another 2 to 6. I mean, where is the downtime? And I don't know. I mean, I think a lot of homework at the younger grades, it's parents doing it with them. It's not even a kid sitting alone and doing it. And so that's just my opinion. I think they do this in one of the Scandinavian countries. I don't know if it's Norway or Finland or Sweden. They have no homework. That's their policy. And I like it. And that's, to me, for kids, maybe grade 11, 12, you introduce it, you know, maybe grade 10, you introduce it. But
right,
to have homework in grade 2, really, to come home and paint a picture of a dinosaur, and then, like, I don't get it.
I will say this: there are some universities, like my one of my kids goes to McGill. They don't even consider extracurricular activities. That to me is so bad.
Like, kids need extra, like, your character is determined not just by how well you test, but what you do. To me, that's a massive failure just to focus on marks. I think that's, I think those institutions are wrong on that. They got to consider the whole person, like sports, drama, other things, because that makes your character.
Well, yeah. And along those lines, when I think back to my school years, I never go, man, I remember this one day we had this lesson. It was the best lesson ever. I think back to recess. I think back to playing on a team. I think back to funny stories teachers told us. I think back to getting in trouble. I think back to friendships and everything that's involved outside of it. My whole school process in high school, you know, was how do I find a, it was just, how do I get a good mark? What do I need to do to get a good mark? And that didn't always mean study for hours. That might mean, let's see if anybody wrote the test last year. Let me see if any of my friends wrote this course last year. Let me see if anyone happens to have the exam. Like,
you were cutting corners. You're a hard worker. Were you now? Well, were you a crap
doctor? Not a doctor or a lawyer, but how many people are? So, school. To go back to your first question, the way the school system is not suited for everybody. I'm extremely ADD. Like I. You know, you get about 20 minutes of my attention in a subject. I'm out.
Now, can I ask? Was that pre ADD meds? Like, would you be?
Oh yeah. No, I probably would be, but I like to say I'm high functioning ADD. But I've never been diagnosed. But I can tell you that, you know, my mind can wander real fast, and real quick, and my attention span. Even writing a sitcom, like I got a good 2 hours where I'm. But it's a good 2 hours. Like, my mind is it. But
then I'm with you. But you know what? And we have it in our family. But you know what a doctor once said to me about this? ADD, people with ADD, it's like a Ferrari brain with bicycle brakes. You're just going, and it's an incredible. Yeah. But you just sometimes hit the corner and skid out, and you got to figure that out. It was a great analogy.
Yeah. I don't know enough about it to say, you know, anything really. But I just know that the school system is set up for, you know, one way, and not every kid falls into that one category. So,
right.
But do I have the answers to it? No, I don't.
Well, you're on the bloody program to give me every answer, Jerry. No, Jerry, I have tons of texts here who love you. Basically, there's an outpouring of love for you here. Someone from Montreal saying they got tickets to see you in April in Ottawa with front row seats. So they're hoping it's still on.
Me too.
And listen, man, thanks for doing this. And thanks for inspiring kids and jumping on. And my God, I've got so people are saying they agree with you for no homework and they basically love you. So why don't you just do this? Just know that you were enveloped with radio love and go on with your day now, knowing with this penumbra and halo of affection that you have created again. Look at that.
You're kind.
You're the best, man.
I hope I'm touring. I have a tour coming up. I might as well plug that. And I do hope it happens. Right now it's, you know, we're moving forward.
Well, so we hope to see you. So. And I'm going to see people on Power Play tonight on CTV. Jerry D., you're the best. See you tomorrow.